From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Joined by farming stakeholders, Bayer outlined its vision for the future of agriculture, reaffirming its commitment to innovation, sustainability, and digital transformation to feed the world's rapidly growing population. AgriMarketing.com reports Bayer Crop Sciences President Liam Condon told a Future of Farming audience that farmers are hungry for innovation to help them grow more with less and help ensure adequate access to safe, nutritious, and affordable food now and into the future. The U.S. is moving forward on its bilateral trade deal with Mexico, even if Canada is left out because negotiators can't resolve their sharp differences over dairy and a dispute resolution system. That's according to U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer, who says the Trump administration will soon present the text of the U.S.-Mexico trade agreement to Congress that revises portions of NAFTA. AgWeb.com reports the timeline is important because current Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto wants to sign the deal before a new administration takes over in December. North Carolina residents recovering from Hurricane Florence could be eligible for disaster food benefits through the USDA's Disaster SNAP, or DSNAP. Households that may not normally be eligible under regular SNAP rules may qualify for DSNAP if they meet the disaster income limits and have qualifying disaster-related expenses. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says it's an important step forward in bringing back normalcy to those impacted.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.